welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Anderson, a lay Dominican and retired English professor who lives in Turin and is the assistant to the Promoter General of the Dominican Laity. Ruth's preaching is entitled, Just Do It.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many deeds of power in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Go away from me, you evildoers. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Now, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. The Gospel of the Lord. This is the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount, that great, great homily, which takes up three chapters of Matthew's Gospel. And what Jesus talks about here is not theory, but practice. In fact, come to think of it, his teaching is almost always about practice. And this is one of the reasons it's so effective. It's so straightforward. It's actually astonishingly simple. I think the crucial word in this passage is do. Do the will of my Father. Do deeds of power. And as usual, power is not of much interest to Jesus. And, of course, acting on his words means doing what he advises. Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them. You put the two verbs together, hear and act, and what you've got is listening. Many people, probably including most of us at least some of the time, hear what Jesus said and did without always letting it penetrate, without being transformed into a new way of living. It goes in one ear and out the other, as the saying has it. But when we listen, the consequences are translated into action on a sound basis. Sorry about the pun, that was unintentional. I don't just mean on the basis of the sound of Jesus's voice, but obviously solid sound in that sense, like the rock foundation of the parable. Whether we like it or not, there are going to be times when it's not so easy to be good. It's not so easy to do God's will for various reasons. Illness, a misunderstanding, even downright cruelty, or indeed, natural disasters like the floods and the winds in the parable. These things can make it hard at times to love and serve God without question. We're not all at the level of Saint Irenaeus, whom the church especially remembers today. A great theologian, and maybe, though it's not 100% certain, maybe a martyr. Oh, his house was built on rock, all right. Maybe we're a bit less heroic, less consistent, less truly daily and hourly Christian. But the rock foundation is there for us to build on. And maybe bits of our house are on rock and bits are on sand. I'm pretty sure that's true of me anyway. And maybe you recognize something of yourself. But the point is that the rock is there for the asking. All we need, it's available to everybody. I say all we need, it's a lot, but all we need is not to let our better moments be swept aside by the storms of our everyday life. Jesus says we can, and he taught as one having authority, as the gospel says. He knew what he was talking about. So, let's just listen to his advice and then just do it.